Macmillan Audio presents The Affinities by Robert Charles Wilson. Read for you by Scott Brick. Part 1. A House on a Winter Night. When an obscure data management company launched what it called the Affinities a couple of years ago, almost no one paid attention. It was a quixotic idea that seemed to gain no traction. There was no ad campaign outside of a few media outlets in a few major cities, and not much press coverage even in those markets. But something surprising was happening under the radar. Invited as a special guest to a local meeting, I arrived with limited expectations. What I would find, I suspected, was a group of perfectly ordinary people who had been convinced to pay annual dues for the privilege of flattering one another, a commercial conceit of which P.T. Barnum might have been proud. But there was a real energy in the gathering, social, sexual, intellectual, that took me by surprise. It made me wonder where all this was going, and I asked one young woman what she thought the members of her affinity might be doing in 20 or 30 years. She laughed at the question. "Writing our memoirs, I guess," she said. "Or maybe signing our confessions." The Atlantic, feature article. Teleodynamics, Meyer Klein, and the Rise of the Affinities. Chapter 1. I made the decision when I saw the blood in the mirror. The blood was what changed my mind. I had thought.